In this week's parasha, Parashat Va'eschanan, we have a number of powerful psukim that declare the oneness of Hashem, our acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech Malchim Lochim. Certainly at the forefront is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which Moshe Rabbeinu called out to the Jewish people, Hear, O Israel, including us and our generation, Hashem is Elokeinu. Hashem is Adon HaKol HaYehova V'yeh, Master of everything, was, is, and will be. He's Elokeinu, which means He's all-powerful, Baal Kochos Gedolos, Umashkiach Al Kol Olam Kulo, He supervises the entire world. He's Hashem Echad, it's just Him. You also have in Perek Dalet, Pasuk, Amen Hey, Ata HaReis L'Adas. Hashem says, You have been shown. When? By Ma'amad HaSinai. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Ol Mevado. There's nobody else but Hashem. He's the one and the only. And a few psukim later, Ve'yadata Hayom. Know today, V'hashrivosa Elu V'vecha. Return it and ingrain it into your heart. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim V'hashemayim Ma'al V'hashemayim Ma'al Aretz Mitachas Ein Od. Again and again and again, the reminder that Hashem is one. And He's not just in the Shemaim, He's Ba'aretz. Mitachas Eino, there's no other power but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you think about it, these words, there's nobody else but Hashem, these words should sound familiar. But the question is, the question I ask myself, the question that we should all ask ourselves, is how often do we say these words, and how often do we think about them? We know that Alinu Shabbat, three times a day we say these words, nobody else but Hashem. It's not enough to know. We have to ingrain it into our hearts. And this is something that we need to live with minute by minute, moment by moment, because oftentimes when we get out there into the world and we're busy, we oftentimes forget. The reason why you missed the train, the reason why you missed the bus, the reason why there's a line at the supermarket, the reason why you're in traffic, it's the reason why X works out and Y doesn't work out, and all the things in our life, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yediyah, knowledge, knowing and believing in Hashem is not enough. It has to be Vashivos Elovavecha. It has to be real, it has to be alive, it has to be in our hearts. I remember reading many years ago in the Sefer B'Vavi Mishkan Evne, he describes the difference between yediya, that Hashem exists, and feeling that Hashem exists. And in the Sefer, he describes the mashal of somebody won the lottery. Let's say Yanky Schwartz won the lottery, right? So now I, Judah Goldschmidt, knows that Yanky Schwartz won the lottery. I know it, but do I feel it? Is it part of me? The answer is no. But Yanky Schwartz, who won the lottery, no matter what he's doing in life, at every single moment, he's very much aware that he won the lottery. That's not just the idea, that's not a piece of information, that he knows that Hashem created, that he won the lottery. But he feels it. And that's the type of feeling that we need to try to ingrain and internalize into our frame of mind. And if we have that, then anything we go through in life, as a nation and as an individual, when things go well, the successes, we have to realize it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Ein Od Mevado. It's all from Hashem. And we go through challenges, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The successes, the failures, the challenges, the difficulties, everything's Hashem. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah, it's not enough V'yadat HaYom. It has to be V'hashivos Elo V'vecha. It has to become part of our psyche, part of our constant thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shemayim Mal, L'Aras Mitachas, Ein Od. Have a great Shabbos.